Maria Grand and her trio from a brand new release, Reciprocity, just released on the Biophilia recording label. Maria Grand has featured a tenor saxophone and some voice work there, Kanoa Manderhall at acoustic bass, and Savannah Harris at the drums. Now Take Your Day was the name of that piece, Maria Grand. Prior to that, Nick Fraser and his quartet from the new release entitled If There Were No Opposites, released on the Aesthetic recording label not so long ago. The Bulldog and the Capricorn was the piece we heard, with Nick Fraser at the drums, Tony Malaby at the saxophones, Andrew Downing at the cello, and Rob Clutton at the double bass, sounding fine as always, Nick Fraser and his quartet. Prior to that, the OGJB quartet, Oliver Lake at alto saxophone, Graham Haynes at the cornet, and some electronics as well, Joe Fonda, double bass, and Barry Alstol at the drums and percussion. Ode to O is the name of the brand new release just out on the Tum recording label, and we took the piece Da Bang. Prior to that, Rich Haley at tenor saxophone, and something from his new outing, Boom Slang, featuring him in a quartet setting with Dan Klukas at cornet, Clyde Reed at the bass, and Carson Haley at the drums. Rich Haley again at tenor saxophone. That's on his own Pine Eagle imprint. The Lean was the name of that piece. Prior to that, from Amir El-Safar's large project, A River of Sound, a new release entitled The Other Shore, came out, I don't know, maybe in the summer, but it's fairly new to me. Outnote is the name, or it is the recording label, and Transformations was the name of that piece. Large ensemble, including the likes of Jason Dejewitz at the vibraphone, Carlo DeRosa at the acoustic bass, Amir El-Safar, of course, trumpet, Santur, John Eskreet at the piano, Oli Matheson in there at reeds, Miles Okasaki at guitar, who's got a new release coming soon, very shortly out on Pi Recordings. J.D. Perrin, the great J.D. Perrin, at bass, saxophone, and clarinet. And George Ziade at the oud, amongst many others. Transformations, Mir El-Safar, and Rivers of Sound, The Other Shore, once again, is that release. Prior to that, Mary LaRose and an outing entitled Out Here, released on Little Eye Recordings. Serene was the piece we heard, and was indeed serene. Mary LaRose at voice, Jeff Lederer at tenor saxophone, Temeca Reed is at the cello, Nick Dunstan at the bass, and Matt Wilson at the drums, and at the vibraphone, the great Patricia Brennan. And we started off with David Stafford Big Band, as I mentioned, from his album A Prayer for Lester Bowie on Greenleaf. Full Immersion was the piece we heard, and you heard it here on Jazzamok, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Venez prêter main forte à la campagne de vaccination contre la COVID-19. Nous recherchons des personnes pour administrer les vaccins, des préposés à l'entretien, des agents administratifs, des préposés à l'accueil et des agents de sécurité. Vous êtes étudiant, retraité, vaccinateur? Faites la différence et contribuez à améliorer la santé de la population en participant à cette opération d'envergure. Informez-vous et manifestez votre intérêt dès maintenant sur jecontribuecovid19.gouv.qc.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
This is John B. with Jazz Muck on a Friday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM. Well, the creative jazz world lost another important figure. Khan Jamal passed away, as I mentioned. He passed away January 10th, a couple Mondays ago, at the age of 75. He was based in Philadelphia for pretty well all his career, and many major forces coming out of Philadelphia revolved around him. He, of course, played with all kinds of people, including the great Byard Lancaster, with whom he started Sounds of Liberation in the 70s, early 70s, 1970, in fact, in Philadelphia. He also performed and played with Sun Ra and his orchestra, Matthew Shipp, Ronald Shannon Jackson, Billy Bang, and many, many others. And we're going to hear him over the course of the next little while on Jazz Amok in a variety of settings, including a 2000 setting with another great that we lost this year, Jamil Moondock, working within the Moondock Quintet on the release Revolt of the Negro Lawn Jockey, released finally on Aramite Recordings. Moon Mode is the name of the piece we're going to hear. Jamil Moondock at alto saxophone, Nathan Breedlove at the trumpet, Khan Jamal at vibraphone, Cardinal Moffat at the drums, and John Voigt at the bass. Jamil Moondock and his quintet, all right here on Jazz Amok. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Khan Jamal and his Creative Art Ensemble, recorded in 1972 in Philadelphia, Drum Dance to the Motherland, and that was the title track from that release, with Jamal at vibraphone, marimba, and clarinet, Alex Ellison at drums and African percussion, Mario Falana at sound effects, Dwight James at the drums, glockenspiel, and clarinet, Billy Mills at Fender bass and double bass, and Manette Sudler at guitar and percussion, and evolution in many ways of Sound of Liberation, without Bayard Lancaster there. Prior to that, from 2003 studio release, Matthew Shipp's Equilibrium, released on the Thirsty Ear recording label in that year. Nebula Theory was the name of the piece we took from that, and Matthew Shipp was at the piano, of course, William Parker at the bass, Gerald Cleaver at the drums, Khan Jamal at the vibes, and Flam at synths and programming. And once again, Equilibrium, the name of that release, fantastic release from 2003. Prior to that, another Thirsty Ear release, 2001 was the release date. Roy Campbell Jr. and his quartet with their rendition of Monk's Beshma Swing. Campbell at the trumpet, Can Jamal at vibraphone, Wilbur Morris at the bass, and Guillermo E. Brown at the drums. Prior to that, as I mentioned, Moon Mode from Jamil Moondog's quintet 2000 performance at the Vision Festival, and a piece from Revolt of the Negro Lawn Jockey released on Aramite Recordings. This is Jazz Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. John B., your host, and I want to thank you for listening. To close the program for this morning, some Claire Devlin and something from her 2020 release entitled Anyone. Fine outing indeed. And on this piece, the quartet is joined by Sarah Rosie at the voice, Claire Devlin, at tenor saxophone and compositions, Roman Munoz at the guitar, Summer Kodama at the bass, and John Buck at the drums. Again, from the album Anyone from Claire Devlin, this is Dial Up, and I'll leave you with that. Bid you a good week, and hope you tune in again next week. Keep it locked, 90.3 FM in Montreal.
What's up? This is Saul Williams chilling here in Montreal, here on CKUT. Peace.
We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Hello, and welcome to Signs of the Times on CKUT, a show trying to understand the uncharted cultural waters that we find ourselves in today. A little later in the show today, we'll be interviewing Marlene Hale of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. But before that, Elle and I are going to provide a little context. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Olive.
And my name is Elle. Today, we'll be talking about Wet'suwet'en and the pipeline expansion project that they are opposing. So Wet'suwet'en is in so-called BC, in North Inland.
So the pipeline project that's going through is being built by CGL. So the pipeline is planning to go from Edmonton, Alberta, all the way through the Rockies into Burnaby, BC. And the pipeline is planned to go through the traditional territory of the